Whether you post your political agenda or just pictures of your dinner, social media has become part of our day-to-day communication with the world. For those who've grown up with it, it's as natural as a spoken conversation, possibly more so. But unlike a conversation, social media hangs around indefinitely. So what happens when we're not around anymore to oversee it? When we pass away, what happens to our social media accounts? And who manages the process for us? Dr. Tama Lever, an expert on social media from Curtin University, says that companies do try and give users options, but they can make it a real hassle for our digital executives.
Facebook, for example, gives two official choices, which is direct relatives can either kill a Facebook account of someone who's just passed away, or they can memorialize it, which means that no new connections or friends can be made by that account, but it continues to be visible to the people who are already friends. But it's quite complicated. So to tell Facebook, for example, you need to, you know, very directly and clearly prove that you are both related to this person and that they have passed away.
A new project, undertaken by London-based media agency Lean Mean Fighting Machine, promises to give living users more control over what happens in their social media afterlife. LivesOn.org is a new service that will analyse your Twitter feed and tweet on your behalf once you've clocked out. David Bedwood from the project explains a little bit about it.
People come to the site and they'll be able to sign up for it, and when they do that, they will get another Twitter account where you can watch LivesOn, learn about your preferences, your likes, your dislikes, your tastes, things you'll retweet, things you respond to, by analysing your original Twitter feed, and then in your LivesOn account, you'll see it start to populate.
The project was originally inspired to be a simple aggregator, just to give you a stream of tweets that it thinks you might be interested in.
So really, this is sort of more of a tool for the living, really, rather than resurrecting the dead, and this was sort of trying to create, like, your twin, so your LivesOn version can be on the online, looking at all the stuff that's out there and finding things that you know you'll like, because it's sort of you, and then the real you could perhaps get on with some other stuff, get on with work, or get on with doing things not just on the computer. So that's sort of the main goal.
In a similar way, Dr. Lever from Curtin University sees it not so much as the future of social media, but an interesting experiment into the potential of computers.
I don't think most people really would want their voice continuing after they've ceased. That said, it is a fascinating project, and this whole idea that can you, while you're alive, teach a set of software algorithms, or sort of, if you like, a fairly dumb artificial intelligence enough that it can mimic you convincingly after the fact.
But perhaps there are strengths in this project, and maybe we can find a way in which we might be able to change the way we experience death.
I think there is a lot of potential for mourning to move online, and I do think social media can afford us memorial pages or even just spaces where you can remember someone. I know a lot of people, for example, find it quite cathartic to have a deceased friend's Facebook page stay around, so each year when their birthday rolls around or something, you can post something or use that mechanism as a way of remembering them. For some people that seems incredibly shallow and insincere, but for other people, and I would suggest probably for heavy social media users, it's quite an authentic feeling experience.
But whether or not life after death is in the form of ascension to heaven or via a stream of status updates, the LivesOn project does seem to have more potential than a mere publicity stunt.
People have just wanted to put some permanence down to their existence, and I think this could be an evolution of that, where there could be a remnants of you that's actually not just a written record that's stuck in time, but something that could add your thoughts or your viewpoint on the world.